John Florio joins us again here on Sports Byline. He's been with me before because he's written some other outstanding books. He's a regular contributor to The New Yorker and The Atlantic, and his work has also been seen on Vice and in Sports Illustrated. And he has co-authored another book, this time with his wife, a book called War in the Ring, Joe Louis, Max Schmeling, and the Fight Between America and Hitler. John, you've written this book with your wife. Why a collaborative effort on this subject?
Well, she and I write about sports a lot. You know, I was on talking about One Punch from the Promised Land, about the Spinks brothers, and also One Nation Under Baseball, about baseball in the 60s. So we worked together on those two. But what made this one different is that it was the first time we worked for a young adult audience. And Wheezy, my co-writer and my wife, had experience with the story because she wrote the HBO documentary, Joe Louis, America's Hero Betrayed. So we were familiar with the story, and our agent was speaking with McMillan, and they thought it would be a good idea for a book. We sat down and started talking about it and said, you know, young adults can learn a lot through this story. You know, you have the excitement, of course, of the Louis-Schmeling rivalry, which was really exciting. You have those two great fights. But it also peeks into World War II. It looks at Hitler. It looks at anti-Semitism. It has racism here in America and the Jim Crow laws. It's a great way to look at all of those social issues, but through the excitement of a sporting event.
Do you think young kids today, because they're oriented toward the internet and social media platforms, are going to really be interested in something like this? This has value, I agree. But I'm a little bit older, so I can appreciate it. I just wonder whether young people can.
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. I think you're right. The internet is such a fast-moving medium that it's tough to keep up with it. But I have to tell you, when you're writing about these the Schmeling and the Louis fights, boy, the pace of this book, the pace of the story, it's not us. It's such an exciting story. And you look at the fights themselves and the value they had to society. You know, we have Langston Hughes in there, talking about what it was like to see Joe Louis as champion. Maya Angelou talking about what it meant to have a black champion and to have Joe Louis fighting Schmeling at that time and what it meant for their race. I think young readers today, if they don't give it a chance, are doing themselves a disservice. But I think they're going to like it. I think it really moves, and I think it's exciting.
There's one line here that I think kind of sums it up. America's black boxing champion, Hitler's favorite athlete, and a world at war. Set the scene for me for this story.
Well, look, you got two boxers here. They both are carrying incredible projections from their own country. You know, Joe Louis, when he first came up, white America didn't want him to be a champ. They didn't want a black champion. They had had Jack Johnson at the beginning, at the turn of the century. That was a bad experience for them. He was really flaunting in their face that he was a black man who was champion. It was too outspoken for them to accept. You know, don't forget Plessy versus Ferguson, the separate but equal law, where African Americans would have equal privileges as to whites. Of course, they were never equal, but they were separate. Was 1896, and now we're in Jim Crow, and you have Jack Johnson come along. They didn't like that. So now Joe Louis is rising up the ranks. They don't want a black champion. When he lost to Schmeling that first fight, the Congress stopped. Senators from the South, where Louis was from, were actually dancing and rejoicing that the American had lost. Congress was rejoicing that the American had lost. That gives you an idea of where we were at in Jim Crow America in the 30s. Of course, now the World War II starts coming. Reports of Hitler start coming. And now Joe Louis is going to fight Max Schmeling. And he's German, and on his back, America and the world puts the label of Nazi. So now you have a Nazi fighting a black champion, and America now is looking at Louis going, oh, well, now we want you to win. Now you're our guy. Now you're the American. So you have Louis carrying the American projection of American pride going into that and the anti-Nazi sentiment, and you have Schmeling, who Hitler's looking at, and he's proclaiming him as the Aryan ideal. He's terrific. Nobody can beat the Aryan race, let alone a black man. And this is all coming together for this one fight right on right before World War II, right before America's involvement in World War II. So, I mean, the social ramifications of this particular fight happening at that time between a black American and a German ex-champion is extraordinary. All of the pieces, it's a perfect storm. All of those pieces coming together at one time.
The thing that I found interesting was the commonality between the two. Joe Louis was born on an Alabama cotton patch and raised in a Detroit ghetto, and Schmeling grew up in poverty in Hamburg, Germany. I found that fascinating. How did it mold him?
Well, you know, many boxers come from, you know, from tough backgrounds. But those two guys did it at virtually the same time in their own countries. And they're both very, very hungry, right? And they both want the championship. You know, in the mid-20th century, the World Boxing Heavyweight Championship, that title, that stature was unbelievable. This was before the fragmenting of the title and all the different the alphabet soup titles, and it got watered down in the latter part of the 20th century. But in the middle of the 20th century, this is iconic. So they're both really hungry, and they have the fight. They have the first fight. Louis comes in. He's undefeated, 24-0. He fights Schmeling. He loses it. So now he's 24-1. As time goes by, he gets the championship, and they have their second fight. Now the only guy is he's 35-1. The only person he's ever lost to is Schmeling. So he wants to avenge that loss and prove that he's worthy of that title. Schmeling's coming in. He's from that hungry background. He wants to win the title. He had it earlier. He's older. He wants to win it back. And, you know, as it happens, Louis wins the big fight in 38. He wins it big. But the two of them always had a connection, even later in life. They were friendly. You know, Louis was on This Is Your Life, if you remember that show,
yep,
with Ralph Edwards. Schmeling showed up. Schmeling showed up with a lot of fundraisers for Louis when he fell on hard times later in his life. So those two had a connection. They had a connection early on. They didn't know each other. They had that connection in the ring. And then later on in life, they were always connected, too.
I know you say the battles waged between Joe and Max still resonate today. How so?
Well, you know, the feeling of the international politics taking place in the ring, and then people going back and looking and studying World War II and looking at that fight and how Joe Louis really opened the door for black champions. You know, Ali later in his life said that he thought that Joe Louis was an Uncle Tom, and then after he said it, he apologized. And I think that younger people, and when I say younger, I mean people who came up under the Ali era, looked at Ali as, you know, that's the way you stand up to society. Louis was too quiet. Louis really did everything that the white establishment told him to do. But, you know, he was a product of his times. That's what it was at that time to be. He wouldn't have ever gotten a chance. He would have never gotten in the ring if he had had Ali's braggadocio. I mean, it worked for Ali, but it wasn't going to work at that time. So when you look at the ramifications of Joe Louis being champion and Joe Louis opening the door and what he did for his race, for the sport, for future champions, that still resonates today. That's what it still carries today.
We have about 90 seconds left. What do you want people to take away from the book, War in the Ring?
Well, I think what I want people to, you know, there's a lot in there, but I think that when given an equal playing field, you know, Schmeling was supposed to be the Aryan superior being, right? And he lost to Louis. Louis wasn't supposed to be able to be a champion because he was a black man. He shouldn't have been able, quote, shouldn't have been able to beat a white man in the ring. I think the takeaway is on an even playing field, everybody's equal. So, you know, you strip away all of the shenanigans, and when it comes down to one person against the other in anything in life, it's completely equal.
You know, one of the things I'm interested in, since you co-authored this book, and I know you've done it with your wife before in other books, but are you both happy with the way it came out? Because husband and wives tend to look at things a little bit differently.
You know, it's so funny. People ask us a lot about working together. You know, by the way, she's a Red Sox fan. I'm a Yankee fan, so it's amazing that we get along so well. We are both happy with the way it came out. You know, we work She does the majority of the research. I do the majority of the writing, but we both kind of do everything. But the one thing where we really overlap is on telling the story, and we really work together and roll up our sleeves. How are we going to tell this story? How's the book going to be structured? What's important to include? What are we not going to include? So we're both very happy with the way this story has been told.
In about 30 seconds, is boxing missing stories like this?
Well, you know, I think it is. And I think the reason why is because in the 30s and in the mid-20th century, it was mainstream. It was the headlines. So it's hard to get the kind of, for a boxing match to resonate today the way it did back then, because it was so widespread. You know, you're talking about, you know, filling Yankee Stadium, the old Yankee Stadium. We got 80,000 people there, you know, 80 million people listening on the radio. I mean, the reach of a fight like that just doesn't happen today.
I want to thank you, John. Another great book from you. We're going to make it a selection of the month on the Sports Byline Book Corner. You are welcome here anytime. Take care, my friend.
Terrific. Thanks for having me back, Ron. It's always a pleasure.
I hope you'll check out this book. It's co-authored with his wife. It's called War in the Ring, Joe Louis, Max Schmeling, and the Fight Between America and Hitler. It's a great read. We continue on Sports Byline.